this must have been a tough decision for you and for the league to cancel the season.
No question. I mean, the officers and I have been meeting probably twice a week for the last month and a half or more. And every meeting we tried to see how we could do this and so on. And then we got a letter from our medical team, and it just really told us we need to really reconsider. And then last Friday, we met with Major League Baseball and our alliance and informed them of our decision. And the MLB said to us, you know, the risk is greater than the reward, you know, and that's so true. This is my 34th year with the league and never thought I'd ever see it. And hope I never see it again.
Has the season ever been canceled before?
Just during World War II. I believe it was 1945.
I imagine you've thought a lot over recent days how this is going to impact players. I mean, so many players launch careers from this and just have such a memorable summer. Do you think that this decision will set back some players who were hoping to advance their careers and possibly go professional?
Well, it's hard to say because it appears as of right now, all college baseball is shut down till fall ball. And even then, we don't know yet. Every state is going to be different. We just don't know the impact. But I've always felt that this league cannot survive without host families. And our concern was, number one, the host families, the volunteers who do all the work, and most of us are getting older, and are probably in the demographic of, you know, being at high risk, and then the players and coaches. And we just didn't feel it was going to be a safe environment for anyone this summer.
Yeah, I mean, and that was something I was going to ask you about, is the fact that, of course, this is about baseball, but this really is a community thing here on the Cape. Have you heard from any of the families since this decision?
I have not personally, but yet I look at, because most of the franchises posted it on their Facebook page, and out of the hundreds and hundreds of positive feedback, I think there's been like four or five negative. And I don't think those people would have understood the real situation that we were in and the risk. The big thing I said was, say we have a shortened season, start July 1. What happens? We bring a player in right at the moment, he tests fine. 2 days later, after he's played a few games, he comes out with the virus. Now he's quarantined, his host family's quarantined, and his team is quarantined. So how can we keep playing? Because they've played other teams and so on. It just snowballs right down to where the risk was too great.
I did think it was interesting, too, to see on social media, as you said, just an outpouring, not just from the Cape, but, of course, across the country of folks who love the Cape Cod Baseball League, and it's summer for them.
Oh, no question.
Does this decision pose financial burdens for the league?
Yeah, I mean, our operating budget, if you take all 10 teams in the league, is almost $2.5 million a year. And no fundraising has been able to be accomplished at all this year under the circumstances. So we don't know what the overall financial impact will be yet, only because the franchises sign contracts and leases for coaches' housing and that sort of thing. We don't know if the landlords are going to be forgiving enough to maybe not hold them to the contract. We just don't know all that yet.
And so a heart-wrenching decision, some certainty there, but bringing on a host of other decisions in a great time of uncertainty for you and for the league especially.
No question. We're saddened that it had to happen, but we think it's the right decision, and we're looking forward to be that much stronger in the 2021 season. With the change in the Major League Baseball draft, it may mean greater players going on to college. And because that's all we use as college ball players, we may have a greater influx of talent join us in the next few years.
A little bit of hope there.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us, and good luck.
All right, Catherine. Thank you very much.